the first five plagues. Exodus 5 through 9. Moses and his brother Aaron went to Pharaoh and said, "Let my people go so they can worship God in the desert, or he may send plagues." Pharaoh said, "I don't know your God, and I will not let your people go." So God struck the water of the Nile, and it turned into blood. The fish in the Nile died. The river smelled so bad that the Egyptians could not drink the water. But Pharaoh would not let the people go. Then Moses said to Pharaoh, "Let my people go." Pharaoh said, "No." So God sent frogs to cover the land. The frogs came into the palace and jumped on the beds. They came into the kitchens and filled the ovens. Pharaoh said to Moses, "Pray to your God to take these frogs away, and I will let your people go." Moses did. The frogs died, but Pharaoh would not let the people go. Then Moses said to Pharaoh, "Let my people go." And Pharaoh said, "No." So God turned the dust of Egypt into gnats. There were gnats on all the people and on every animal. But Pharaoh was stubborn and would not let the people go. So God sent swarms of flies. The flies covered the people and the ground. They poured into the palace. Pharaoh called to Moses, "Pray to your God to take these flies away. Then I will let your people go." Moses did. The flies disappeared, but Pharaoh would not let the people go. Then Moses said, "Let my people go." Pharaoh said, "No." So God sent a terrible plague on all the animals. The horses, the donkeys, the camels, the sheep, and the goats all died. But Pharaoh would not let the people go.